Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I never cease to be amazed at the things people will do for attention. And some of them are pretty disturbing, too.
Yeah.
This woman, 23 years old in New Hampshire, has been arrested because she was peeing on vegetables at grocery stores and videoing it and posting it on her OnlyFans page.
Oh, I bet it was asparagus.
Oh, that explains so much.
It was quinoa.
Oh, no.
But honestly, I don't think she had a particular vegetable. That's just the one she got caught for.
Quinoa?
No.
Yeah, you know, quinoa.
Yeah.
Phoenix. I love his movies.
I don't eat it anyway.
No, that's so Joaquin.
How do you get away with that in the vegetable? Because the vegetable guys are always updating the produce and stuff.
Apparently they weren't.
You wait until that little sprinkler starts.
Maybe that's what happens, you know, because when you hear water,
you hear the thunder.
You subconsciously have to go.
They do have the thunder and the rain sound effects sometimes in those fancy grocery stores.
Well, she was arrested after she peed on the quinoa at a grocery store, and it was very intentional. She reportedly soiled multiple products, including raw walnuts, organic coconut shreds, organic polenta, cornmeal, and three types of quinoa. Mm. Red quinoa, white quinoa, and quinoa Reeves.
I thought quinoa was a rice.
I think it's more of a seedy looking thing, isn't it?
Let's just make it up. I think it's a fruit. I don't look it up for you.
Who's Quinoa Reeves?
How you spell it? K-I-N?
It's Q-U-I-N-O-A.
You want me to
I can't see.
I don't know what that looks like, but
it's
just
a flowering plant in the something family. It says something, something, crop something, something for edible seeds.
Gotcha.
That's what I thought. It's seeds.
Okay, so who's doing this and then post it online?
Question is, who's signed up for her OnlyFans page and watching it?
Yes.
Here's a picture of her. She's an average-looking woman, plainish but not ugly. But, I mean, there's a dark hollowness to her eyes that looks like a kind of person that might pee on vegetables.
But honestly, that will carry with her the rest of her life.
I hope so.
That's the girl. No. That's the one that did it. You know what? All your friends, too, going to see this mugshot and think, what were you doing? They've hung out with her not knowing she's crazy peeing on vegetables in the grocery store.
But people do stupid things and become rich. Remember the girl that was on Dr. Phil? Cash me outside, how about that?
Yeah, but give her credit. She didn't pee on quinoa.
No, but she made a fool out of herself, and now she's a millionaire.
Okay.
So it's like,
oh, so you get rid of your old friend and says, she's crazy, and the new friend's like, hey, she got money.
Yeah. Had to work.
But that kind of crazy doesn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
You've been stewing on that. That's been in the slow cooker for a while.
Yeah. It's been marinating.
And maybe she's not crazy. Maybe she's like, this is insane, but people are paying for this, so I'll do it. It's not that I have a love of doing this. Just these guys are paying for it.
And now she's getting national news, national press. For free, that's going to only make her OnlyFans page go up.
Okay.
Because people are not even going to know she existed, going, you know, I've always wanted to see somebody pee on the Yeah.
That didn't cross my mind.
Where were the grocery store workers, though? How do you do... I mean...
It takes a minute to, like,
that. She might have had a skirt on.
And here's the problem.
But you still have to focus.
Everything's self-serve. They're getting rid of all the employees, so you just do it yourself now. So the things like this are going to pop up even more.
And you think about the thunder and all that. That kind of hides a lot of what's going on. Thunder, the sprinkler coming on. You just hop up on the little vegetables thing and squat.
Or, you know, I don't think you probably have to do that. You probably grab it and then put it below. You know.
Well, that's going to leave a puddle on the floor.
Let me sign up for her face.
Not saying,
do that and see what happens.
Honestly, the people that are watching that should be arrested too. You're supporting this.
I'm looking at her mugshot, and she looks kind of normal. Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, if she was at a grocery store, I wouldn't go, okay, something suspicious is going on.
No, but when you look in her eyes, there's a deadness to it.
Well, don't you think? That's right after she's been arrested, probably crying, going, I got caught doing this.
She don't look like she was crying to me. Her mascara didn't run.
Well, maybe she uses waterproof.
She needs to use waterproof for a lot of stuff.
Yeah. She needs Depends.
Yes, she does.
Depends.
I'm going grocery shopping today.
I'm like, what is going on in the world that this?
Where's that cleanup person? Clean up in the vegetable department, please.
Okay, here's what's crazy. There's comments underneath this picture from people that know her.
Oh, wow.
One of them says she literally peed on the floor of the locker room at my gym and the owner had to ban her.
Oh, okay. Something's wrong, man.
See, I told y'all crazy like this doesn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah, she's been practicing. Someone else said she did this in the Five Guys bathroom 2 years ago.
Okay, she's got something wrong.
So I guess we know the theme of her OnlyFans page.
I'm just glad that the peanuts at Five Guys is roasted and not boiled.
Yeah, I know.
Someone wrote, for those of you who have ever been asked who peed in your Cheerios, the culprit has now been found. You can now eat your Cheerios in peace.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, what'd your mama say to you that never really happened? Like, for example, she'd say, hey, don't swallow your gum. It takes you 7 years to digest your gum after you swallow your chewing gum. And I know my mom always said, don't sit too close to the TV or you'll lose sight.
I'm over here.
Okay.
That's Kato over there.
Who said that?
My mom didn't do this, but her best friend, Miss Linda, did.
Okay.
She would tell us that the outside crust of the bread was where all of the vitamins and minerals were, and if we didn't eat the crust, then we were not getting any nutrition. And as kids, we didn't like the crust.
Yeah.
So we would eat all the way up to the edge of the crust and stop. And she lied through her teeth to try to get us to eat that crust.
I still don't eat the crust. I cut it off.
Well, I got good news for you. Yeah. She was lying about all those minerals and vitamins. They are not in the crust. That's just the brown part of the bread that got exposed to the heat.
I feel like I'm losing off my carb intake if I get rid of the ends.
Well, you don't have to eat them, and you can eat them, but there's no extra vitamins and minerals. Miss Linda lied.
Okay, how about this one? Cracking your knuckles.
Yeah.
You always heard that's bad for you, right?
The arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't hear that because I never did it.
You didn't crack your nails? You bite your fingernails. But
I bite my fingernails. And they said if you do that, they're going to bleed. And they were right.
Yeah, okay. Well, cracking knuckles is a habit for some people. And many others find it annoying if you crack your knuckles in front of them. It just sounds like it hurts.
98%.
Yeah, most of us. But is it really bad for the human body? They did some research on this, and cracking your knuckles is actually healthy.
Really?
Yeah. They studied the hands of knuckle crackers and non-crackers.
Look at these healthy hands.
And found that the knuckle crackers didn't have any hand problems, such as swelling or lessened grip, by cracking their knuckles. In fact, after someone cracked a knuckle, they had an increased range of motion with the knuckle compared to the people that were not cracking their knuckles.
I mean, that's why I crack mine, because it feels like it just gets stiff and needs to be popped. And once I pop it, it feels like it. It's like when you unbutton your pants at a buffet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay, I can relax now, and it's loosened up.
You're like a knuckle chiropractor.
I do a lot.
You know, you align those joints again if you're cracking those knuckles.
I don't even know how to crack a knuckle.
You gotta just push down your finger.
You just said it hurt.
Uh-huh. You can do it different ways. I do it from side to side, or I'll pull.
Sometimes it's a good pain, though. It does kind of hurt, but it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a sneeze.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to pass.
I already popped mine.
Did you? Here's.
This is how Tori messed up her toe.
I was going to say, she can pop her toe.
No, you don't pull it. That's what I learned. Don't pull the joint. You push down.
I pop my toes.
Don't pull them, though.
I don't. I push down.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you do it. Or you can do it to the side. You ever do the big toe to the side?
I do not.
That's good stuff.
This has really gotten me worried about nutcrackers.
I used to pop my neck a lot.
What do you mean?
What does a nutcracker do?
That's a person that's in a play at Christmas time.
Yeah, it's hard to
That seems though. Like that would hurt.
Okay. Scientists believe when you crack your knuckles, you're pulling apart two surfaces of the joint, which brings down the pressure of that joint. So that's what you're doing. You're bringing down the pressure in the joint.
I don't feel like I have pressure in my joints. So I don't feel like I need to reduce any pressure.
You were saying the other day you bent down and you did something you normally do and you pulled your back.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with pressure. I just tried to bend down to pet my dog and my back went, oop.
But hadn't you been to a chiropractor and they pop your back and neck, although the neck scared me.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so good. It's just like it's like a release.
Except for that next day when it actually kind of hurts really bad.
It's like a massage. You get a good massage the next day you're sore from it.
Or working out.
I'm going to pass.
Who works out?
No, you work out and it's like that next day it hurts a little bit. Then the second day it really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you might want to do some finger exercises. You can do some knuckle push-ups or whatever.
Now, don't be ridiculous, okay?
No, some people do that.
This is medical information.
Okay.
Apparently not.
Yeah, it is, too. It's like it was research from University of California Medical Center.
Sounds like he's making excuses for picking his nose.
I'm working out my fingers and my knuckles.
Doing those curls.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
A lot of times our shows end up having a theme to them, even though we don't plan for it. Today's theme may be crazy girlfriends. There are some women out there who lose their minds when they get in a relationship. And, you know, I understand there's some guys that may drive them to that. But there's a point where the correct answer is to walk away, not do something stupid or crazy. But that's what happened in this case in North Carolina, just outside of Charlotte, in Monroe, North Carolina. A woman is now behind bars after she locked her boyfriend in a storage unit for nearly 5 days before officers rescued him.
No!
Apparently, she took him to the storage unit and told him she needed something in the back. It was kind of a bit of a hoarder's storage unit anyway. Everything was piled up and it was a mess.
Yeah.
So he had to crawl through a little tunnel to get to the part she was telling him to go to.
Uh-huh.
When he got back in the corner of the storage unit, she slammed the door shut and said, "This is what you get," and she put two locks on the outside of the door.
Oh, no.
Now, this made it very dark inside.
Why, yeah.
And apparently, he had left his phone up by the door.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it was in the storage unit with him, he was unable to see anything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It literally took him 4 days before he finally was able to find his phone. And through the grace of God and I don't know what else, it had enough charge left that he was able to call 911.
Now, what does it say about him that no one called him in almost a week?
Well, he might have had his ringer off. You never know.
But it would have vibrated or something,
might have
right?
Vibrated.
No,
I mean,
but
you can turn it completely off.
It's in a pitch dark room and someone calls you,
oh,
it lights up.
Yeah.
So someone, I mean, I'm just saying, maybe he is the problem.
I think chances are if you're dating someone that would lock you in a storage unit, you probably don't have friends to begin with.
Right, they've all left you. They're like, man, he's dating that chick. Yeah. Let's just wait till this is over.
Good point.
Yeah, my buddy, you're on your own.
Well, and why didn't she take the cell phone if it was laying right there, too?
I think she just slammed the door shut. I don't even know if she necessarily was trying to kill him. I think she didn't think it through.
Mm-hmm. You know, she locked it and went, "Was his phone in there?" Nah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is she's now being charged with attempted murder.
I know.
Because, first of all, 4 days without water is pushing the limits.
Mm.
And he had no food or water. And they said if it had been an extremely hot time of year or an extremely cold time of year, he probably would have died in there because it wasn't one of those temperature controlled ones.
What's interesting, you lock him in the unit and then do you not check on him? Like, don't you go back the next day and go, "Have you learned your lesson yet?" through the door. It's just a check on him like you'd check on a dog or a kid.
Now, did she really know he was in there? Or maybe she thought, well, where did he go? I guess he left already.
Oh, yeah.
She said, this is what you get, and slammed the door. Yeah.
What did he do to get that kind of punishment?
Now, that is a good question, and we don't know the answer to that yet. But no matter what it was, you don't kill the person.
I feel like we're jumping to conclusions.
But do you really think she's trying to kill him? I think she just really was upset at him. And like, because we don't even know if she did check on him or not. And
well,
now
she
she's
did
in
not
trouble.
Check on him. We know that.
And she, well, I'm talking about, you don't know if she went back the next day going, hey, I'm you know, you did. They argued about whatever was going on.
But how do we not know that? He said that she didn't come back.
Yeah, that's true, because she that would have led him to the noise of the door to find his cell phone earlier.
Probably so.
Well,
the cop said, we believe that she truly intended for him to die in that storage unit with no food and water and no outside source of anything. She knew she locked him in there and never went back to check on him, according to Lieutenant Morgan Malone with the Monroe Police. So you should not take up policing as your next career.
Well, I ain't good at that.
They're saying, according to jail records, she was arrested by the Charlotte-Mecklenburg police on Thursday, and she's being held without bond.
Honestly, my mom watches those Dateline shows. I get them wrong every time. It's the wrong person, I guess.
Well, they say this is a reminder that men can be victims of domestic violence, too, and it has to be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. You always wonder about these people, like, how do you get in this situation where you are dating someone who's this bad and stay with them?
Well, and where she's thinking that's a good idea, like no one's going to find out.
Pretty, it kind of is. I'm going to get a storage unit today.
Right. It could have been like one of those TV shows where they're like, open it up and person pays. Paid a bunch of money for it, and they're like, dude, there's
storage
a dead
wars.
Guy in the back.
Storage wars.
Guy in the back.
I won the bid.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this is the last day to celebrate Library Month, Library Lovers Month, whatever you want to call it. Go to the library, celebrate, make you know, bring your noisemakers like Cato did for Torture Tuesday, and celebrate with confetti.
I wouldn't suggest that.
I have to say, it's kind of like almost a diss that they chose the shortest month of the year for Library Lovers Month.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this conversation is going to tie in. They ask people, what is a disgusting smell that you like?
Tom's food.
Okay. We were talking about old books and libraries, how it just smells kind of old. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't like that smell, but I like to sniff books.
If you open a book and it makes that crackling sound, you know it's going to smell good.
Yeah.
I love it.
It smells old. Some of the pages sometimes are moldy or got spots on them where people have eaten.
I don't know if this counts or not, but when I was a kid and we'd go on vacation, we'd always stop at these truck stops and I would smell the diesel.
Yeah.
And the smell of diesel brings back memories of those vacations, and I like the smell of it.
Gasoline was one of the smells that people feel like it's disgusting smell, but they still like it. And there's some unusual ones here on the list. Feel free to call in 1-800-386-0937 if you want to participate this morning.
All right, let me grab my phone.
Another one is a mechanics shop or an auto parts store.
Yes, the paint smell.
Okay, that's...
Of a car shop, because my dad is a mechanic, and so my whole life I was raised around that. And that smell when you walk in and that fresh paint.
That auto, like, I want to go sniff, like, an auto parts store, because they got some really just, it's funky.
To me, it's like an oily smell.
Yeah. Is it?
And
okay.
I'm not big on the oily. I do like the paint.
You need to go to the Hanging Tree, smell good stuff, the perfume.
Christmas trees.
Yeah, just smell those. All right. They say the smell of your heater or AC when you first turn it on for the season.
I like that smell.
Yeah, do you? I don't. Musty. I think it's, yeah, it does not smell good.
No, like not as much used. The heater, but the AC. They're very different smells. The heater is a burnt smell, and the AC smell is some kind of mildew. That smells good.
Yeah, that's true. Farm animals. Some people love that smell, but to me, like an old pig pen, or you go into a barn, you smell the manure and the hay and all that stuff.
Not for me.
I don't like it.
I have a friend who volunteers for a horse farm in town, and yeah. She said, I just love to smell the horses. I like to smell Gus. Gus is her horse.
Yeah.
In fact, that horse knows when she drives up because he chases her through the pasture.
I hate when we're behind horses and stuff when we go into the parades and you got like there's landmines all through the parade from the horses in front of you.
I got a similar thing as we have ferrets, mm-hmm. and ferrets have a scent gland that's considered not to be that great for
I've
most
sniffed
people.
Your ferret, yeah.
I like it for some reason.
I did not.
You need to stay away from my ferret too.
It's kind of like dog paws. They kind of stink, but your dog's paws is a good stink.
Oh, that's another thing. Everyone loves their own brand.
Oh! I just got it.
Okay, I got you, Tom.
I don't know. Sometimes you might get a stranger's
at the
grocery store.
Oh, no.
That's gross.
And you're like, oh, I wonder what that
does. And don't you hate it when it's like, well, what's somebody's cooking something? You're trying to figure it out. Okay, moving on. This is actually fish food flakes, they say. If you've sniff fish food lately, it smells disgusting.
I don't even know what that smells like, but it doesn't sound like something I would like.
It's not. It's
like vitamins. Big horse pill, vitamin pills.
Yeah, I don't like that smell.
It's kind of what reminds me of fish food.
What is a disgusting smell that you like? Nail polish or nail polish remover?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I got some of Mom's the other day. I was trying to get some paint off something. I was doing a project at home. I said, you got any nail polish? I did not like that smell.
Nail polish remover?
Nail polish remover. Chlorine in a swimming pool. People say it's a disgusting smell, but some people love it.
I think it gives you a sense of cleanliness.
Yeah, I don't know that it's the disgusting smell.
Okay.
It's not disgusting, but I have friends with a saltwater pool, and I can't smell chlorine because there's none in it. And I'm like, I hope it's clean.
But you can taste that salt.
Well, I don't drink
it. Yeah.
You don't have to. It'll get on your lips, and you're like, ugh, salty.
Good margaritas.
They say a freshly lit firecracker.
Yeah.
You got that smell of gunpowder or whatever?
I don't think it's disgusting, though. It just smells good.
Mm-hmm. Even when you blow out a candle.
Yeah, it's a good smell.
All right, tennis balls was mentioned.
Yes.
They got some kind of funky smell.
Especially when you crack it open and it goes, psst, and you get all that smell in your face. Oh, it's so good.
You're huffing tennis ball Pringle cans right there.
It's so good. I love it.
I had that once in high school. I had to quit playing tennis.
What? Okay.
I'd probably not just move on.
He went to the doctor for that, is what he's saying, I think. Hallways of hotels, people like to sniff that. Some of them are disgusting. They smell old sometimes.
I don't know.
Yeah. And someone said they love the cheap inflatable pool toys. Is something, you know, that plastic, you know, you blow it up and you sniff it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not disgusting, but it's a weird smell that you like to huff. Oh, here's a guy.
Oh, now we're huffing.
Yeah, Kevin from Clemson said, my dog's food smells good, but it tastes bad. What are you doing, Kevin?
He got curious.
Some dog foods smell tempting, but not like the Alpo dog food that don't smell good.
Mm.
I had a friend that used to cook her dog food.
Mm-hmm.
And I was over for lunch one time, and I'm dipping my plate, and I opened one of the the pots on the stove that was simmering. And she goes, no, that's the dog food.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it looks good.
Pungent cheese or cheeses out there.
I don't
like the cheese section at the grocery store. I pinch my nose when I go by that.
I love it.
I don't smell it in the store.
You get those fancy ones that they got the cheese laying out there, like Sprouts and some of those fancy, and it's that cheese section is not good at all.
If it don't smell like the plastic of a Kraft single, I don't want it.
Okay. And then permanent markers that were mentioned.
What?
Disgusting permanent markers.
Oh, yeah. Sharpies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So.
We got some text. Yep. Pine Sol.
Okay. Pine Sol. That does kind of have a clean smell to it.
It does. Gasoline.
Tom kind of mentioned that, yeah.
Smell of a new book.
Uh-huh.
And fresh sawed wood.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Freshly cut grass can be good too.
You know what? Thinking about like the pine saw stuff like that, because I think old people, Vicks Vapor Rub or that Bengay, the muscle meds that you have that you rub on if you got like sore muscles.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like buddy odor too. You know, when a close friend smells something so bad and like, oh, this is disgusting. You got to smell this. That's called buddy odor.
And you smell it.
You want your buddy to smell it, too, for them to experience something like that.
I'll do that with candles. If my mom and I go shopping and I'm smelling a candle, I'll be like, oh, this is awful. Ma, smell it. And she does every time.
No, gotcha.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I told you there was a bit of a theme to my stories today. Kind of the crazy girlfriend stories.
Okay.
And this one is pretty wild. This girl, Evelina Fabianski, 18 years old, is on bail, or I'm sorry, without bail, in jail right now, because she decided to get back at her ex-boyfriend who owed her $700 by utterly destroying his car.
Oh, okay.
And I have a picture of it here Hawk can see. It's she wrote all kinds of nasty stuff in yellow spray paint on his black car.
Yeah.
She scratched it up. She tore it up. She did, they say, at least $5,000 worth of damage.
Yeah, the car looks more expensive than a $700, you know, issue there.
Yes, she definitely did, you know, like closer to $5,000 to $7,000 in damage.
Yeah.
There's only one problem. She got the wrong car.
Oh, no.
It's not her boyfriend's car.
It's what it looks like it?
I don't really know. How do you mess this up? Because this car has custom wheels on it. Uh-huh. It doesn't look like it's just a stock car. How do you not know your own boyfriend's car when he owes you $700 and you're mad at him?
Yeah.
And you go out and you make things worse by doing $5,000 of damage to some poor innocent bystander.
Yeah, and she's still not going to get her money. She should have just stolen the car, sold off the parts, and made her money back that way instead of damaging the car.
Well, then she would have just been Grand Theft Auto.
But she'd have had money.
But maybe that was the problem. You say, how do you not even know your boyfriend's car? Well, he owed her money. Maybe he wasn't ever taking her anywhere. She had to carry him around. She had to pay for everything.
Whose fault's that?
Maybe a mixture.
You know, but these two crazy folks to the side, how about the person that got, no, not you two. How about the person that went to their car going, what in the world? Like, is somebody mad at me? And they're trying to do the investigation, figure out, like, who would do something like this to me?
Well, the boyfriend's name is Jason, and she spray-painted that on the car. And she spray-painted the word devil on the car.
Oh, okay, so the guy would know, no, this is not about me. It's
no,
about
not
Jason
necessarily. He's probably wondering what the heck Jason and the devil are doing on his car.
Imagine his name is Jason, and he's like, what I do?
You know, they're thinking Friday the 13th. Movies and devil and stuff like that.
Ooh, whatever it is, you're probably pretty free. You're like, oh no, someone has vandalized the heck out of my car and I don't even know why. You probably just think it's a random thing at first.
Well,
and then you find out later they weren't even after me. They were after the wrong person and they couldn't tell two cars apart.
I do have a research issue here. Was it in the parking lot? Like, was it in his driveway and she got the wrong house? Because that's pretty messed up. If it's like,
I'm guessing not the here, just house. Looking at it, looks like it might be at some sort of a
venue.
More like an apartment complex.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense.
But you know, cars can look just alike. I see cars that look just like mine.
Yeah,
all
but
the
this
time.
One has different wheels.
But
they are not stock
wheels.
She might
not know the wheels.
Well, I'm sorry, you're an idiot if you can't tell factory wheels apart.
Dude, I set the alarm off in a parking lot about 3 times a month. Trying to get in somebody else's car when I'm at Target.
I was pulling the door on someone else's car one time, and she turned and looked at me. I about had a heart attack.
Yeah.
I didn't see her in there at first.
My mom was in the driver's seat, wondering why the alarm went off when she opened her door. And my sister's with her, and they're looking around going, she goes, why don't your alarm turn off? Mom goes, I don't know. I'm pressing the button. And mom says she happened to look down and see something in the passenger seat or between the seats that she knew it wasn't her car.
I can't judge. I mean, honestly. People, y'all need to lock your door for me and Kato's mom.
Yeah, well, apparently the door was unlocked, but how did the alarm go off? That's what mom don't understand. She opened the door.
So we figured that out. It's easy to get cars mixed up.
Yeah, it's easy.
This car is not stock.
What she should have done is knock on the door and say, can you hit your lock button real quick? And then she should have been like, I'll be right back.
Yeah. I need to identify the car. It's between two. I've got it narrowed down right now.
If you don't know, don't do this stuff. Like, if you're not sure which car it is, wait until you are.
I ain't got time to wait. I'm mad.
Yeah, upset. I'm not in my right mind right now. Somebody made me angry.
Well, she is in quite a bit of trouble. And she is, basically, they found her with some White Claws, so she's also... Or Four Locos, and she's also being charged with possession of alcohol by a person under 21.
That's how you cannot get the car right there.
And that's true.
And yeah. Four Locos, that'll make you do crazy things.
You'd be feeling loco.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Hey, serious note, when I was growing up, he was a friend of mine, but he's a little bit older than me. He had a car. He didn't like the color of it. He went to the Walmart, got a bunch of spray cans, and colored it light blue.
Oh, how'd it look?
It looked horrendous because the texture was not smooth. It was like he got spray paint.
Who is this?
Roger Powell.
He was an idiot.
At least he used spray paint. I know somebody that used a brush. To paint their car.
You might be a redneck if you do that.
You can see the brush strokes.
They were like, I am Da Vinci.
Okay, well, I did use a roller on one.
No, you did not.
I was 5 years old, though.
Okay, that's okay.
We were at my dad's boss's house, and he was painting his garage, and I went outside and painted his car.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, fortunately, they got to it while it was still wet, and they could just rinse it off because it hadn't set yet.
You see those videos.
My dad did not do well with that company.
That of the kids in the bathtub with paint all over them, like, dads, what did you do? Nothing, you know. And they're on the couch and they got paint all over the couch.
Or they walk into the kitchen and there's the kid with all the flour
all over the place. Or the dog that's ripped the couch apart and they're getting mad at the dog and the dog's eyes are looking sad, like, I'm sorry.
It looks like it was the kid.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.